CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 26th of June 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines: training and assessment guide on website, ISS amateurs return to Earth, listen on 17.2 kHz for SAQ. The amateur radio training and assessment guide is now available on the RSGB website. The series of documents describes the procedures that are to be followed for the provision of training and assessment as far as the RSGB scheme for people to become eligible for a UK amateur radio licence. Three radio amateurs who had been on board the International Space Station for a little more than 6 months have landed safely back on Earth, touching down in Kazakhstan in a Soyuz transporter. Tim Kopra, KE5UDN, Tim Peak, KG5BVI/GB1SS, and Yuri Malenchenko, RK3DUP, undocked from the space station early on the 18th of June after spending 186 days in space since arriving at the ISS in December. Kopra has now logged 244 days in space on two flights, whilst Peak, on his first mission, spent 186 days outside the atmosphere. Wrapping up his sixth mission, Valenchenko has now spent a cumulative total of 828 days in space, making him second on the all-time list behind Russian cosmonaut Gennady Padalka, RN3DT. The annual transmission on Alexanderson Day with the Alexanderson alternator on very low frequency 17.2 kHz with the call sign SAQ will take place on Sunday the 3rd of July at 0900 UTC. Tuning up will start at 8:30 UTC. The process will be repeated at 1200 UTC, with a tuning up starting after 11:30 UTC. An amateur radio station with the call sign SK6SAQ will be active on 7.035 MHz, 14.035 MHz, or 21.035 MHz CW, or 3.755 MHz SSB. Two stations will be on the air most of the time. QSL reports to SAQ and SK6SAQ can be sent via email to info@alexander.n.se. American amateurs will have to continue renewing their licences on a regular basis after a petition for lifetime licences was denied. Last November, Mark Krotz, N7MK, requested a change of the rules and the decision was announced on the 21st of June. The VP8 STI de-expedition video has been uploaded to the Intrepid DX Group's video vimeo.com page. https://vimeo, that's vimeo.com/ Intrepid DX Group, that's INTREPID DX Group. Mike McGeer, K9AG, was an operator and the team doctor on the de-expedition to South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands earlier this year, and he will be speaking about the de-expedition at this year's RSGB convention in October. See the RSGB site for more details. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 26th of June, sees the West of England Radio Rally at the Cheese and Grain, Bridge Street, Frome, Somerset, BA11A1BE. The venue has car parking and disabled facilities. Doors are open from 10 to 2 and admission is £3, with under 14s free. There'll be trade stands and an RSGB bookstall. There's catering on site. More from Sean, V8VPG. 01225873098 or by email to rallymanager@westrally.org.uk. Next Saturday, the 2nd of June, the Bangor and District Amateur Radio Society Rally will be held at Donaghadee Community Centre, Manor Street, Donaghadee, County Down, BT210HB. The venue is just 100 metres from the harbour and car parking is available. Doors open 11:30, admission £3. Talk on practical outdoor weatherproofing by Ian White, GM3SEK, as well as trade stands bring and buy in the RSGB bookstall. Special interest groups will be in attendance. A raffle will be held in the day. Details from Harry, 0289142 2762. On Saturday the 3rd of July, the 20th Red Rose QRP Festival will take place at the Rose Centre, Lowton Civic Hall, Hesketh Meadow Lane, Lowton near Warrington, WA32AH. The venue is easy access from all directions via the M6, M61, M60 or A580. There is free carping and parking, and spacious halls are at ground level with disabled facilities. Doors open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission £2 with under 14s free. There'll be trade stands, club stands, special interest groups, as well as an RSGB bookstall. There'll also be a bring and buy. Licensed bar and refreshments available on site. Contact Les Jackson, G4HZJ, 01942870634. Also on the 3rd, the Barford Norfolk Radio Rally will be held at Barford Village Green and Hall and Green, Barford in Norwich, NR94AB. It opens at 9 a.m. with a talk on S22. With talk in, I think that should be on S22. There'll be trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry is £2 with under 16s free. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions, the CAT has, on GB2RS News, Radcom or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, Dave FJ-W9DR and Tom FJ-W9AEB will be operating from Saint-Barthélemy Island, NA146, until the 29th of June. Dave is on at 6 metres only, doing CW and SSB with a 6 metre beacon, and Tom is working on the 10 to 40 metre bands with SSB and CW. QSL home call signs. Harold DF2WO will be active as D44TWO from Santiago, AF005 in the Cap Verde Islands. He's expected to be there until the 13th of July. He'll be operating SSB, CW and digital modes on the 6 to 40 metre bands. His QSL manager is M0OXO. Steve NY3B will be active holiday style as J6, stroke call sign from St. Lucia, NA108 until the 4th of July. He'll be operating CW and SSB, mostly 40, 20 and 15 metres, QSL logbook of the world. Naoki JS3LSQ will be active as T88WJ from Koror, Palau, OC009 until the 29th of June. He'll operate mostly RITI, QSL via JS3LSQ, Director Bureau. Now for special event news, GB0APS will be on the air next Saturday and Sunday from Leicester Village Festival for International Museums on the Air. Activity will be from noon to 5 p.m. from Abbey Pumping Station Museum, Corporation Road, Leicester, LE45PX. Also next Saturday and Sunday for International Museums on the Air will be GB2FDH. It will be on the air from the Fred Dibner Heritage Centre, 121 Radcliffe Road, Bolton, BL21NU. Bush Valley ARS will be on the air from Ballymoney Showgrounds from the 27th of June until the 2nd of July, commemorating the Battle of the Somme. The club will use GB100 BOS. Club members from other clubs are welcome to join Bush Valley at this memorable occasion. Contest news today, the 26th, 50 MHz CW contest takes place 0900 to 1200 UTC. This is a VHF championship event using CW only on the 6-metre band. The exchange is RST serial number and locator. Also today, the 70 megs cumulative hash 4, number 4 I suppose it means, running from 1400 to 1600 UTC. All modes are permitted and the exchange is signal report serial number and locator. Finally today, the UK... I'm not sure how to pronounce this. I'm not sure whether it's milli G. It says UK UG, but I suspect it's micro G. 5.7 and 10 gigs contest takes place from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, SHF UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend for 24 hours, over the 2nd and 3rd of July, VHD It says NFD takes place from 1400 to 1400 UTC. I wonder if that should be VHF NFD. I suspect it should. Using all modes on the 1296 megahertz bands, the exchange's signal reports serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the third 2 meter backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal reports serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Once again, the sun looks pretty spotless apart from one tiny smudge. As a result, this week saw the solar flux index drop below 80. We're beginning to sound like a stuck record, but ongoing coronal hole activity pushed the K index to 5 on Wednesday the 22nd. Noisy electrical storms across most of northern Europe didn't help the bands either. Next weekend, the US Air Force predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 70 to 80, with a potential for unsettled geomagnetic conditions on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July, as the solar flux index at sunspot minimum doesn't fall below about 66. This gives you some idea of the current state of the sun. As it's midsummer, we can't expect fantastic HF conditions either, with lower maximum usable frequencies during the day compared with the autumn and winter, but higher MUFs at night. If you want a challenge, try listening to the Anderson alternator at station SAQ in Grimeton, Sweden, 17.2 kHz CW at 0900 and 1200 UTC on Sunday the 3rd. The TWENT SDR on the web can cover 17.2 kHz, or you can hook up an antenna to your sound card and use some specialist software. Amateur station SK6 SAQ will also be active on 80 meters SSB, 40, 20, and 15 meters CW during the day. Now, the VHF and up propagation sporadic key may be poorer this week, as the main Atlantic jet stream has already migrated north, leaving much of Central Europe under a much slacker pattern. The absence of active jet streams over Europe probably means that one of the main sporadic E triggers, gravity waves, may be missing or reduced. These waves propagate up from the turbulence of the jet stream at 12 km height to the E region at 120 km. This absence will make sporadic E harder to come by, except perhaps for the more northern parts across to Scandinavia, where the jet stream might be slightly more active. Next week we'll find a big high with a very large east-west extent just north of the Azores and covering much of the Atlantic. This could give some interesting tropo paths down to the western side of Europe, from the UK to Spain and Portugal and onwards to the Canaries or Cabo Verde. It may be a tempting week for those seeking the more unlikely options of the transatlantic tropo. This is very much a long shot, since there are fronts involved which can easily break any ducts. Moon declination goes positive on Monday and losses are falling with perigee on Friday, so EME conditions will improve as the week goes on. That's it for this week from the propagation team. That's all from me, also from G4NJH. Until next week.